Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Indeed, it's time for Being Green, our focus on the environment. And it's a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, top of the morning to you. Yeah, what are we doing? We're looking offshore today. Our iconic fish, a legend in itself and a legendary player on the world science scene is, what is it? Well, you've guessed it, the coelacanth. Coelacanth research today is as active as ever and, in fact, never stops growing. We know so much about the beautiful blue dweller of the sea caverns, and yet there's so much more to learn. Mike Bruton, ichthyologist and polymath ambassador for science, has given us a remarkable book. In fact, it's really two books, which put it all in startling perspective. And its title, The Annotated Old Forelegs, The Updated Story of the Coelacanth. And Mike joins us this morning. Congratulations with the book, Mike.
Thank you, John. Yes, we're very pleased with the way it's come out. Thank you.
Now, I said you've spent a significant portion of your life with coelacanths one way or another.
Yes, I've really grown up with the beast. I was born in East London and had early contact with Marjorie Courtney Latimer. And I've always regarded it as an inspiring story and, you know, want to share with as many people as possible.
Yeah, what a story. And it'll be getting on for 80 years that the first one was discovered in 1938.
That's right. We've got some big anniversaries coming up next year, the 80th anniversary, and this is one of the celebrations, and we felt we need to keep the story alive, because the original book, Old Forelegs, is now out of print, and we thought of just reprinting it, but then I saw a book on my bookshelf, The Annotated Alice, edited by Martin Gardner, in which he'd written annotations in the margins about Charles Dodgson, Lewis Carroll, who was a mathematician, of course, and it really brought the book to life. And so we decided to do that for Old Forelegs.
Well, it's certainly done that with Old Forelegs. And what I like is the format that you've chosen. You've got the J.L.B. Smith text in the middle, you've got, as you say, the wonderful annotations in the sidebars right the way through with the most amazing spread of information, everything you can think of, background and pictures and notes and things, which really, as you say, brings it to life. So you've, as I said, two books in one.
Yes.
Now, JLB, he was a hero in many ways, but not the easiest person to get on with, I understand.
Well, I only knew him as a student, but I have done a great deal of research on him, and in fact I have a biography of him and his wife Margaret in press at the moment. But yes, he was a very focused person. He suffered from ill health through most of his life, and he always felt that time was short, so he had to work hard to get the job done. But to his intimate circle of people, he was apparently a very kind and gentle man.
Right. And he was also so percipient. I mean, he knew nothing about the coelacanth except the basics. He recognized it immediately, and some of his they were inspired guesses, really, as to its habitat and the way in which it behaved and so forth, because he knew fishes so well that he could just look at this rather bad example of the first discovery, and a lot of what he said about its life and its habits was in fact correct.
Exactly. He differed from most museum scientists who just studied pickled specimens in bottles in that he was a very keen and competent angler.
Yeah.
He was also a keen observer of fishes. He was a keen aquarist, so he kept them alive and observed them. So he made remarkably accurate predictions, for instance, on the habitat preferences of the coelacanth, how it hunted, what it fed on, and also where it might live. The only thing he was not accurate on is how it bred, because he predicted that it produced eggs in little cases similar to that of a shark. But, we soon discovered that it has one of the most advanced breeding modes of any fish.
It's actually a live bearer, what they call a live bearer.
Yes,
yeah,
that's correct.
Aquarists will know about that. Yeah, and to bring it up to date, the amazing thing about it is that people have been down in submersibles and have actually observed the coelacanth in its habitat and camped with it and seen exactly what it's all about. In fact, you saw live coelacanths.
Yes, I did, courtesy of Hans Fricker. In 2008, I was invited on one of his expeditions, because up to then I'd been so involved in, you know, organizing the logistics and being on shore, and et cetera, that I had few opportunities to dive. Mm. But it really was the highlight of my ichthyological career, to spend a few hours in a cave at 198 meters off Singani on the south shore of Grand Comore with Jürgen Schauer, watching live coelacanths, and it transported you back millions of years, you know, because these beasts are virtually unchanged.
Yeah.
And it really was quite remarkable.
What an experience. And that brings up the whole thing about the living fossil. The coelacanth is often presented as being frozen in time, but it has been evolving over all these millions of years.
Yes, the point about it is that it allowed us to assess the accuracy of paleontologists' reconstructions. And once again, they were very accurate. But of course, the one thing that's not preserved in the fossil record is the soft anatomy. Mm. So for the first time, you know, that could be examined in an ancient fish. And what we found was a sort of potpourri of ancient and modern features. And the coelacanth also has features of bony fishes, sharks, and even some features of four-legged animals.
And somewhere back there is not an ancestor, but probably a cousin once removed of us, which is quite amazing.
Yes, we now think the lungfish is closer to the line of four-legged animal evolution, but the coelacanth is closely related. And in fact, using modern taxonomic techniques, the coelacanth and the lungfish are more closely related to frogs and reptiles than they are to other fishes.
Mike, we've just scratched the surface this morning. Not enough time for it, but if you want to know everything and more about the coelacanth, this book is highly recommended. Get hold of it. The Annotated Old Forelegs, the updated story of the coelacanth by Mike Bruton. And you will then become your own expert on the coelacanth. An incredible South African science story. Mike, thanks very much for joining
us this
morning, and good luck with the launch of the book. I'm sure that people will be transported.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.